Lake effect snow warnings continue for Oswego, Jefferson, and Lewis counties until tomorrow, and wind chill advisories are in effect until later this morning. Travel around the North Country is not good. Several feet of snow have fallen in the last couple of days. Interstate 81 remains closed in both directions from Mexico all the way to the Canadian border, and lots of people are either stuck at home or stuck on the roads. One of those people stuck at home this morning is our news director, Catherine Loper. She lives in the North Country and is right in the middle of it. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Talk a little bit about just what you're seeing out your window. I know some people have been seeing upwards of 3, 4, 5 feet of snow in the last couple of days.
Yes, I think we got between 1.5 to 2 feet of snow just overnight last night. And at the bottom of our driveway here in Adams, there's a good 3 to 4 feet of snow that the wind has blown into a drift. I have friends here in Adams that are taking, you know, hours to get dug out of their driveway to try to get somewhere, though most people are not trying to get somewhere because plenty of people got stuck here in Adams last night. With I-81 closed, everyone took to Route 11, and tractor trailers and other cars just couldn't make it any farther than Adams if they were going south from Watertown. And the fire hall here in Adams opened up, and about 100 people overnighted, I believe, in Adams Fire Hall, and they said they're going to keep it open until people can get home.
Yeah, and so traffic definitely around the North Country, a bit of a mess. And I guess it's not just Adams, but especially in Watertown as well. You said earlier that there's not too many places to stay if you are stuck in Watertown.
That's right. A lot of businesses and even health clinics started closing down on Tuesday in Watertown and just sending their workers home. But people got stuck and they couldn't go any farther. My fiance's business closed, and we took in one of his colleagues who was trying to get to Sandy Creek and couldn't make it further than Adams. And another one of his colleagues couldn't make it any further than the Ramada in Watertown and just stayed there. So it's been quite a treacherous experience for people trying to get anywhere. And the best thing you can do, all government officials are just recommending that you shelter in place and don't try to go anywhere until this clears up.
Yeah, it's a very good chance that if you do try to go out in this, you could very well be stuck on the side of the road. From where you are right now, have you heard, at what point is the snow supposed to die off? Do you have any idea?
Well, the lake effect snow warning is in effect till tomorrow morning.
Right.
I mean, thankfully, the wind chill advisory up here has ended, so hopefully some of the drifting and the really super frigid temperatures will be better. And we're expecting 45-degree temperatures by the weekend, so the next thing we're going to be worried about is melt-off and flooding. So I don't expect a lot of relief in the weather department for those of us up here in Jefferson County.
Well, again, if you are in the North Country, the best thing to do, stay inside. Don't try to travel. Again, 81 closed, and if your alternate routes to 81 are just as bad, snowed in, lots of stranded drivers. Catherine, thanks very much. Stay safe, stay warm.
Thank you.